This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the way we win. I say it every night. I'm not going to stop saying it. You can turn the radio down for that moment. But really, in all sincerity, right? You stay on it, you stay with it, you keep moving with it. That's how they won. They kept nipping at your heels. They wouldn't leave you alone. They stayed on it. We need to do the same thing. And we will win. They don't stick. They can't. Don't. Won't. Stick to it like we do. Right? I mean, they are on that. They go, they keep nipping away. It's just amazing. Seriously, just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the solution. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, many of you said that we're worried about where Trump was coming from and what he's going to be able to do and, you know, how it was going to look. I mean, as of today, remember 2016? Let's see if some of you have a memory that goes back that far. I know it seems like it was forever. But Trump entered the presidential primary after Super Tuesday. He had 337 delegates. Cruz, if you remember, he was in a race too, right? He had 235 delegates. Rubio had 112. Kasich had 27. Coming out of this Super Tuesday, Trump's got over 1,000 delegates. Nikki Haley's got 89. I wonder where her pathway was, or where she thought it was. DeSantis had 9, and Ramaswamy had 3. Now, at some point in time, they'll give those, or they'll have to give those back over. Or give those over to Trump. At least I would hope so. I mean, that's if they're being honest and true to the party like they all say they are. Right? All right, let's see. I want to do some of the sick stuff. I know you guys don't like when I do it. And I'm going to just be rude and say deal with it because this is truth. This is reality. This is what that other side thinks. You know, I was amazed. I shouldn't say amazed. I'm constantly amazed. And when I talk to some people that I think are, what word can I use here? Well-informed. To find out how ill-informed they actually are. How much they actually don't know. And that's not they don't do it for a living like I do. I get it. Not everybody can be on the computer, looking up stories, doing whatever all night, every time. But you hear this stuff, you see this stuff go off on Twitter and other places. You should at least listen to it, check it out. In all sincerity, right? I mean, you've got a group of women that are making fun, truly making fun, Jen Psaki and team on MSNBC, of border. They can't believe that the number one issue is border security, immigration. They believe the number one issue should be abortion. They don't care about anything. I guess killing in the womb, killing outside the womb, you know, just whatever. Once you're here, if you're killed, they don't care about that either. I'm not making it up. Listen, it's right out of their own mouth.
I mean, if you look at some of these exit polls, I mean, I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue. Yeah. Again, these could change in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia. Very, very contested area.
Build a wall. Like, what? I mean, if you look at some of these exit polls.
Unreal. They think it's funny what's going on at the border. They think it's funny that people are coming up here killing people. Coming over the border, we don't know who's coming over the border. We don't know what kind of trouble they were in before. Right? And it's okay. Just let them in. Not a big deal. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be. Just be part of the conversation. Right? All right, this is a good one, too. Talk about them being totally self-unaware as to what's going on around them. Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard, she vetoed a unanimous board resolution to investigate her use of tax funds. Why? What is she afraid of? She claims that she vetoed the investigation to prevent personal attacks. She's come under fire in recent weeks for using taxpayer money on lavish trips, a $1 million giveaway, $1 million police detail, and salary of $287,000 a year. So she's spending crazy money, and I can't believe that there's no way to override her veto. Right? Now, supposedly, they've handed it over to the FBI. Depending on whether she supported Biden or not, you'll know what the outcome will be. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Hello, my friend. I'm so happy you are here with me.
Senior your host, always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air. And the chat room, don't you love horns? I love horns. Seriously. See, you hear that? So soothing. Joe, senior your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-BRO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Yeah, you got people. People are questioning. As some of you know, in California, you have Shifty Schiff was, or I should say, Steve Garvey was challenging Shifty Schiff. And when you look at, again, it's a puzzlement the way it happens. And if you're any kind of statistician, into math, algorithms, what have you, it's interesting to watch how numbers start to flip. And they don't flip statistically or don't follow any of the statistics or results the way they have over the years. Right? And what I mean by that is, as certain precincts start to report in, right, things are counted, how many Dems voted, how many Republicans voted, how many independents, you know, that kind of thing. And you start looking, there is a certain way you watch this come in. And as the night goes on, the votes tend to take on, you know, a trajectory that has been the same for decades. But in the last few election cycles, it's amazing to watch those get thrown to the wind. They're not real. Doesn't happen the right way. Now, Steve Garvey and Adam Schiff, I mean, Steve Garvey was on his way to pull it off out from under Adam Schiff. And then without the same percentages, the numbers started to change. You know, compared to other elections or other elections in the California area. And what I mean by that, you know, the percentages, how the votes were being counted and distributed and what have you, they were just whacked. But I can assure you, you Dems listening to the show, absolutely nothing will be done about it. Don't worry. And the only way to prove it, the only way to fix it, good luck getting it, is you have to get the raw data from the machines. You have to get the raw data from the state and machine manufacturers to see how the votes originally came in, because they will show you how they came in. Right? And again, it's not that hard. Votes should not be taken away from. And that's what we saw happen several times. When Garvey was up at 1 million, a little over 1 million, 1.1 million, two cycles later, he was down at 970,000. Well, how does that happen? Can somebody... Is there negative voting that I've just never been taught about? Where when you cast your vote, you cast a negative number? I'm just curious because I'm not there. I don't understand these things. This is the stuff that causes, I will say to you, that causes pause to many of us. We don't get it. And again, I really do wish. If you talk about transparency, left and right, you talk about transparency. You talk about how you want things to go. And then as I look around, and I see these anomalies that should not be hard to target, to look at, they are apparently. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Yeah, there's just so many stories I could pounce on. I'm not going to, but there's so many stories that I could truly pounce on. I think it was even Fox News kind of had their eyeball up. At one point in time, Garvey had 45% of the vote. He had 1.2 million votes to Schiff's 1.1 million. Schiff was at 28. So right around midnight, when Garvey, when the votes were tallied even further, all of a sudden you saw numbers drop. Again, as I said, they can only go up. They can't go down. All right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be... you know, part of the solution. Katie Porter now blames billionaires, campaign lies, and a concession speech, even though big donors backed her. Now, Katie is from California, right? She's got big tech on her side, which includes Kaiser Permanente and a few others. She took a swipe at Representative Adam Schiff. And I got to give Adam Schiff in this case, I do have to give him a thumbs up. He did think this one through and pull it off. He was actually running ads for Steve Garvey, which I think is hilarious. So she took a swipe at Schiff and groups after losing, you know, special interest groups after losing the open Senate primary. She's suggesting the SIFS campaign spent millions peddling lies, ultimately boosted the Republican in the race, former baseball player Steve Garvey. She said, we're standing 3-1 in TV spending, an onslaught of billionaires who spent millions peddling lies, Porter said. She said, and our opponents spending more to boost the Republican than promoting his own campaign. Well, votes are still coming in. She said, we know that tonight we'll come up short. Our opponents threw everything, every trick, millions of dollars, every trick in the playbook to knock us off our feet. And they did. Now, Porter's a progressive. She's been representing Orange County since 2019. Later said in her speech that she never considered running for office until Donald Trump was elected in 2016. She rose to popularity, helped by viral movements questioning big pharma CEOs during congressional hearings, publicly defied big corporate campaign backing. Porter herself, though, has received millions of dollars. Now, after attacking these people, she's received big bucks from these people. Now, she'll tell you she's not accepting money from big corporate campaigns, but go look at her sheet. Yeah, she has. She has accepted thousands of dollars in donations from Wall Street donors. Anybody can find it. You just got to look for them. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. More on Schiff and some of his shifty ways. Get it? Be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley's decided to end her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. The former South Carolina governor conveyed the news to her supporters in South Carolina, expressing her well wishes for Donald Trump without officially endorsing him. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his endorsement of the former president should be expected. McConnell made the announcement endorsing Trump shortly after Nikki Haley suspended her campaign. McConnell emphasized that Trump has garnered the necessary backing from Republican voters. On April 25th, the Supreme Court is scheduled to listen to oral arguments in the case concerning former President Trump's immunity. Trump is appealing a decision from a lower court that rejected his assertion of immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The case brought by special counsel Jack Smith against Trump is presently on hold as the high court deliberates whether a former president can be charged for actions while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When Marimba River starts to play, dance with me.
We are back. Sherman City, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I just so excited that you're with me, and I mean that sincerely. You know, I know that there's so many other shows you're going to be listening to, watching, whatever, but you've chosen this one. So I do thank you. I thank you for taking your time with me. I know time is precious. We all do. And I know you could be listening to a bunch of other people. So again, I just appreciate it so much. All right. Let me see. What story was that? Oh, Katie Porter. That's right. For those of you who don't live in California, you know, it was a very contentious Senate race. When Dianne Feinstein passed away, it left a hole, obviously. And in California, they don't appoint to fill that hole. So there's a there was two elections, and Steve Garvey against Adam Schiff. Well, there were other contenders, but they really had no chance. Those two were probably the most known. And Garvey, because of his years with the Dodgers, had great name recognition. I would say Adam Schiff, because of his years at the as a congressman, yeah, he had name recognition too, but I don't know if it was that great. So, again, you have to understand that there were two elections going on. And Schiff went out of his way to run ads to make sure that, because Garvey didn't have a whole bunch of money, to run ads to make sure, because he wants to run against Garvey. He wants to run against the Republican. And that's the stigma. If you're a Republican, because of the garbage that had been put out about the Republican Party, which is why, you know, Gavin Newsom didn't really campaign running for governor. He didn't have to, and he knew it. Okay? When the recall came, he didn't have to put a whole bunch of effort into that either, because they've painted such a picture of how nasty and mean Republicans are. That I'm starting to believe that, you know, you could be a serial anything and still make it in office as a Democrat. Now, Porter raised under $28 million in her Senate campaign. Schiff raised $31 million. The others didn't break double digits, not even Garvey. The Washington Post reported last month the Porter also redirected at least $500,000 in ads that attacked another GOP contender, Eric Early. Described him as being 100% pro-Trump. Right? I guess that was way more dangerous. They felt that he was way more dangerous than Garvey. He had a better chance than Garvey. Boy, were they shocked. Right? Anyway. Although many feel that even in the face-off, a fall, Schiff is expected to win. But Garvey said during his victory speech on Tuesday, in general elections, they say we're going to strike out. That's from a crowd that believes in the status quo. We're going to change that. Right? I mean, seriously. And again, my big pet peeve. In Schiff's, Schiff's speech, he talks about how lucky he is to live in this kind of democracy. You know what? We don't live in a democracy. We can't let them keep walking away with words. We can't let them keep using words that aren't true, because it paints a picture that isn't true. It gets into people's heads, and that's it. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, I know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. And just truly paying attention, knowing what's going on, fighting alongside us, whatever terminology makes you happy. Also out of San Francisco this week. I love this stuff. I really do. Right? San Francisco paper says San Francisco itself can no longer be called progressive. Why? You ready for this one? And I don't, if you can explain this to me and you're a Democrat, call me. Let me know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. An article in the San Francisco Chronicle declared that the city could no longer be called a progressive city after the success of two law and order ballot measures. That means the people of San Francisco are done with your tomfoolery, done with your craziness. I mean, really, seriously. Chronicle reporters Aldo Toledo and Joe Garofalo, they wrote that the city voting yes on the ballot measures that would require drug screenings for potential welfare recipients and increase police powers in the city go right in the face of progressive policies. Well, what are progressive policies? Less police? More freedom to take advantage of the government? I don't understand. I'm kind of lost here. The first of the two ballot measures, Proposition F, requires drug screening for people receiving... Anybody against this? Drug screening for people receiving public benefits and would force drug addicts to go into treatment if they want to continue receiving those benefits. Why is that a bad thing? Somebody would have to call me and let me know. Why is it forcing them to get help? And they're going to say, well, you shouldn't force people to do anything. Well, look, they don't know. When they're addicted to drugs, they want those drugs. They need those, in their mind, they need those drugs. Why wouldn't you want to help them? I've never got that. Why wouldn't you? You'll force us on the right to do all kinds of stuff you think is true. So you must not think that being off of drugs is a good thing to be. Right? Anyway, Proposition E would give law enforcement better surveillance tools to rein in a lot of the crime in the city. You know, what's funny is that they did so much better before as far as crime and all of that. Controlling crime, keeping it down. They've enacted these laws or ordinances, and crime has skyrocketed, and yet they sit there and scratch their heads that they don't know what to do about it. Go, at least, if nothing else, my God, sweet Jesus, go back to the way it was. Why is that so hard to understand? I'm looking at pictures right now of tent cities, did you hear me? In and around the state house in California. And they actually have a guard. It looks like Capitol Police. Walking around that area of the tent. So we're paying for their security. We're paying for them to live out in the streets. We're paying for them to be able to shoot up in the streets. This kind of craziness. All brought to you by the Democrat Party of California. And as I have no sympathy for those in other cities like Chicago and New York, who keep voting these people in, I have no sympathy for these people either. Right? San Francisco's oldest toy store. People flew in from all over the country anyway. Right? They're closing down. Why? Because of crime. Not because of the economy, but because of crime. And all you hear from the left is, well, they have insurance. Got it. That makes it all so much better, doesn't it? Spokesman for Mayor Breed, London Breed. Now, she's going to propose the Tuesday ballot measures. She acknowledged the growing discontent among San Francisco residents. I mean, they have been screaming for help forever. Now, San Francisco residents, I mean, this is like unheard of for these people. They recalled the district attorney, Chesa Boden, for being way too soft on crime. So the public had enough. They voted these things in. And now the left is losing their minds. If they would want people to be screened for drug use and for no other reason so they get help. Right? Now, the bad news for progressives, according to the papers, that moderates are winning. Why is that so bad? The people that want to bring crime down, make it safer in the streets, it's bad. Does this not tell you where their mindset is at? Does this not tell you what they're thinking? Come on, let that help me understand. Look at, if you've got the right answers, if you're smart and all that, how about you give me something to work with here? Help me understand this. Unless I'm just too darn stupid to understand it. You know? God bless. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way you win. Looking at the numbers, you're finding out that persecution, violence is up against Christians. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Joe Mussini Show.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
There we go. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air. And I know there's a gazillion other stations you could be listening to, shows you could be listening to. I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me, though, here on this show. I started talking about the violence. I know, if we complain about it, we're whining, right? The violence against Christians. And you're seeing it more and more. But they don't protest. They don't jump up. They don't start screaming. None of that. I don't know why. I think we should. International media and the European Parliament blame climate change for the 2023 Christmas massacre, which claimed the lives of 200 Nigerian Christians. How you blame climate change for one group of people killing a large group of other people, I don't know. What they were sucking up oxygen or, I don't know, emitting too much body heat. How do they do this? You know, and then you have groups like Queers of Palestine, anti-Semitic protesters. They take to the streets around the U.S. and Europe to support Hamas. That has nothing to do, apparently, with climate change. Christian civilians are being killed, and the religion is being repressed at an accelerated rate across the globe. With the exception of four countries, North Korea, China, India, Nepal, and Sri Lanka, right? Most of the repression and violence against Christians occurs in Muslim-majority countries. But you can't talk about that. And like there are, quote-unquote, Christian extremists, there are Islamic extremists. There are Muslim extremists. Like in any group. Why this is such a surprise or such a clutch, what is it, a pearl-clutching moment, is beyond me. Just beyond me. And even honest Christians, honest Muslims would say, yeah, we've got them too. Christian nations are broadly accepting of Muslims. But Muslim nations increasingly intolerant of Christians. And there's nobody that's protecting them. There's nobody stepping up saying this shouldn't be done. Since 2020, violence against Christians has increased around the world. Last year, more than 5,000 Christians were killed in faith. Right? These were killings specifically because they wouldn't renounce Christ. Right? Over 90% of them took place in Nigeria. The countries with the highest rates of overall persecution against Christians were North Korea, Somalia, Libya, and Yemen. So you're seeing more and more repression of Christians. The number of countries that added open door watch lists for Christians' repression, now they're now standing at 78. It was only 55 2 years ago. Now, the definition of persecution used by open doors is any hostility experienced as a result of one's identification with Christ. This can include hostile attitudes, words, action towards Christians. You know, it's one thing to look at somebody and say, you know, I think you're an idiot for believing in Christ. Or you must not have a high IQ. I hear stuff like that all the time. I mean, not like every day somebody's in my face saying it, but I hear it. It doesn't hurt. It really doesn't hurt. It, first of all, it's ignorance and definitely does not fall into line with DEI, right? Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Except for Christians. In both countries, a state Protestant church and a state Catholic church exist. However, the liturgy of both Christian denominations must be approved by the Communist Party. They will decide what's right, what's not right. It's got to incorporate party ideology. How you do that with a Catholic and or Christian church, I don't know. Now, the Catholic Church is there in China, for instance. They are not allowed to communicate with the Vatican. The Communist Party appoints all the religious leaders. Yeah, it sounds free, doesn't it? While the state party, state-sanctioned churches exist, members may be excluded from rights and freedoms such as government jobs and promotions. Because you believe in a higher power. You believe in something higher than the president of the Communist Party. Those seeking to study the Bible or practice a brand of Christianity not infused with communist dogma meet in underground home churches, congregations, and such. They're illegal. They're frequently raided. Right? The pastors are severely punished. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are in prison or work camps right now in those communist nations. Which I believe at this point in this country, many, many, many of the progressive lefts would love to see that happen here. Some kind of concentration camps, work camps, re-engineering camps for Christians. Just amazing. Nobody's screaming out about that, though, right? But there is. It's so hypocritical because you don't hear them. You don't hear those. From the Me Too movement screaming out about these countries that truly oppress women. Not Israel. Some of these other countries that truly oppress women. The conflict in Ethiopia, it's resulted in Christians being targeted and their businesses are being looted and burned. The same is happening in Central Africa. A string of coups in the region of, in a certain region of Africa, including Mali and Nigeria. I mean, so many places. They resulted in an increase in Islamic extremist violence. But you don't hear about it, do you? Mainstream media doesn't care. They're only Christians. It's not a big deal. As a result, Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb, called AQIM, it's a long-standing group with roots in Algeria. It's expanded its reach in the Sahel, Islamic State in the Greater Sahara. It's an affiliate of the Islamic State group. They've gained notoriety for the spread of the religion and them taking out Christians. Right? In countries where Christians are minorities, they're an easy target. Particularly if the government and the security forces, military, whatever, turn a blind eye to it. Right? And they're not protected under hate crimes in many countries, unlike the LGBTQ community, which are. So this is, again, all of this, just craziness going somewhere to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots going on, lots happening. Did I get to the story the other night? And I definitely don't want to run out of time. New research shows that left-wing leaders, really, and these are psych experts. These aren't, political people. They say the left-wing leaders are psychopathic. Hey, I'm just reading what it is. The Biden administration, which insists Donald Trump's re-election would be very bad for America, enthusiastically supports, amputating parts and pieces off of young boys and young girls. This is insane, apparently. Thousands of these troubled kids who actually seriously need some mental health are not getting it. Right? They're obsessed with ushering as many millions of illegal aliens as they can in. They don't care about the fentanyl smugglers, the MS-13 gang members, child sex traffickers, any of that stuff. They don't care about any of it. Right? They're ushering, and you're seeing military age Chinese and others making their way over the border. You keep looking at this stuff and you have to stop. Who thinks this is all okay? Who thinks having drag queens in a third grade class is okay? Twerking and sticking their cheeks to their butt in the faces of these, 5, 6, 7-year-old kids. Who thinks, with a sane mind and two brain cells at work, who thinks this is okay? I got to keep asking because I can't really get an answer. This is not an exercise in throwing nasty epithets around, attacking political opponents. No, it's a valid question. Why does a junior high school or a sixth grader, I don't know where junior high school starts in your area, right? Why do they need a book that illustrates how to have sex, oral sex, anal sex? Why is that necessary? Right, where kids, and the state of California is just ripe with this stuff. But nobody can explain that. They don't need to know about having sex, sexual, and that's not a 1950 prudish attempt. That's looking at these young kids who are trying to find themselves, trying to figure out who they are, where they belong, what group they belong to. And now you're going to throw more stuff at them that kind of, because they like, the way it was explained to me by more than one different group, little girls feel more comfortable with little girls, boys feel comfortable with boys. It doesn't mean they're gay, doesn't mean they're lesbian, doesn't mean they're transgender, doesn't mean they're bisexual, doesn't mean any of that. They're just more comfortable. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. I got a lot more that I want to let loose on. You haven't got away yet. Be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Don't go far.